Here at NAFB Trade Talk with Farm Foundation, I'm with Neil Conklin, who is president of Farm Foundation, talking about a couple of different issues that are of importance to all of agriculture. And Neil, if you can first just tell us what Farm Foundation is, what its purpose is as far as agriculture is concerned.
Cindy, Farm Foundation has been around for 76 years, and we like to view ourselves as a catalyst. A catalyst for trying to help bring people together to talk about the important issues that public policy issues that food, agriculture, and rural America are facing. We're nonpartisan, nonpartisan, nonprofit, and non-advocacy. What we're about is objective information on policy issues and public policy education.
Right. So you're not the lobbying arm here. You're the education arm. So you just had a seminar on carbon credits, on cap and trade, which is a huge issue, of course, right now, as everyone knows, with the bill that's the climate change bill that's trying to make its way through Congress. What was some of the information that you put out during this seminar?
Okay, Cindy, we brought this is one of our monthly forums in Washington, D.C., and we brought in three economists who have been working on analyses of cap and trade proposals and what they would mean for agriculture. We had Bruce McCarl, Professor Bruce McCarl from Texas A&M University. We had Pat Westhoff from the University of Missouri. And we had Burton English from the University of Tennessee. And all of those folks talked about studies that they have completed or are currently doing in what they would mean for the farm sector in the United States. It's clear that there's more we need to know about the effects of these proposals. It's a complicated thing to analyze because you have to look over a long time horizon, longer than we're used to looking on most of our farm program issues, for example. To really understand the effects of this legislation, you have to look out 20 or 30 years, not 5 or 10. And so there are big challenges. I don't think there's complete agreement within the analytical community on the effects, but in general, what the results of these analyses point to is that including offsets for agriculture within legislation makes a big difference in terms of what farm income levels are and how well off the sector is in the longer term.
Well, it all seems very complicated and certainly not something that can be done quickly. And as you said, it seems like that was probably the general consensus of your economists.
Well, that's a consensus. There was a Burt English just completed a study for 25 by 25. And that was released here at the NAFB yesterday. The folks at the University of Missouri are still working on a study, which should be released before too long. And there are links on our website to the work that all of these economists have done. So I'd encourage everybody, all of your listeners out there, to go take a look at those, read them, and make up your minds for yourself.
Right, and that's what your purpose is to give
purpose.
The information. Well, now you have a 30-year challenge. Yes. Farm Foundation has a 30-year challenge. Tell me about that.
Well, our 30-year challenge project grew out of some work that we did in the spring of 2008 looking at rapidly rising food prices. The paper we did then focused on the short-term effects and that we all experienced over 2007 and 2008.
Right.
One thing that came out of that, though, was that we realized we really needed to pay attention to the longer-term issues, not just to what's happening right now, but the challenges that are out there down the road. Because 30 years from now, by the time we get to year 2040, we're going to be looking at over 9 billion people on the planet. We're a bit over 6 billion today. And with rising incomes and with people's incomes in poor countries rise above levels of $2 a day, they begin to eat more meat, more fruits and vegetables, a more varied diet. And that means that agriculture has to deliver more. And our resources on the planet are finite. And that's what our 30-year challenge project is about, how do we feed and fuel a growing world going forward. One thing that's came out of this project very clearly is that our policies that we have today have been shaped by an era of abundance. And as we're looking forward to more and more challenges about having to deal with how do we make the best use of our increasingly scarce natural resources to produce food, feed, fiber, fuel, and as one of my old colleagues always used to say, flowers, we really need to be sure that we're thinking about policies that will help us in that environment, not the environment that we lived in for the last 30 years. With that in mind, we sponsored an essay competition as a part of our 30-year challenge project, soliciting entries with innovative ideas for new approaches to policy problems facing agriculture. We selected 7 winners. All the winners of those essays are all posted on our website. We're not advocating any particular idea, but we think there are some very interesting ideas in there that we'd like to encourage your listeners to take a look at.
Well, ultimately is going to be a combination of a lot of different things. New technology, new policies. The policies will differ from country to country even, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so it's a combination. Now, you mentioned it several times, and I think it's good to stress again, you're an information based organization, and all that information is available for anybody to find on your website.
Absolutely. www.farmfoundation.org.
All right. Thank you very much, Neil Conklin, President of Farm Foundation. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.